Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Hello, everyone, and thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I am so excited that you guys are tuned in, and I want to say thank you so much, as always, for downloading and subscribing and listening to my podcast every week that I upload it. It really means a lot to me that you guys are listening and you guys are taking my tips and actually applying them to your business. I'm actually doing this podcast outside in a very relaxed environment because I just like for things to flow. So if you hear the birds chirping, just take it all in because this is a really relaxed environment. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm really excited about this episode. Today I want to talk about something that affects a lot of us. It's an emotion that we all carry. It's an emotion that I talked about this on my Instagram page that is not real. And that emotion is fear. Fear is something that is all made up in our minds. It's something that maybe our environment, how we grew up, it's been instilled in our heads. Seeing things, I know, like watching the news for me, like I can't even watch the news because I refuse to let the negativity of what happens in the world affect my mental state. Because it's the environment. That's what sometimes our environment will do. It will cause us to live boxed up in our head over something that's all made up because of what we see on TV. You know, my grandmother, for instance, you know, when she was here, my grandmother on my mom's side was afraid to go outside of her home because of fear and everything that was happening on the news around in her neighborhood. Now, I want you to be cautious. It's okay to be cautious. You have to be smart. You have to be wise, but you can't live in fear, because if you're living in fear, you're missing out on all of God's blessings for you in this life. And that's even why I wanted to talk about this topic today, because a lot of people are even fearful to start their business. And it's like, why are you fearful? Are you fearful because of what society dictated and told you you should be doing? And if you do anything opposite of what society says, you're doing yourself a disservice? Like, why are you fearful to step out on faith and take a chance on your gift? Take a chance on your passion. Take a chance to change the trajectory of your life. Like, why are we so fearful to do that? And I'm not telling you this coming from a place of arrogance. I'm coming from a place of experience, because this was once me, fearful of going against the norm because I was told that nursing was something that I should do. And if I did anything opposite of that, that I would be a failure. I didn't have the faith. I didn't have belief in myself to know that I can step out on faith and not be fearful. So when I'm telling you everything that I'm putting on this podcast, the information that I'm providing for you is coming from a place of experience. And I know that if it's something that I overcame, that I know that you can overcome it too. But you got to believe that you can overcome the obstacles and the challenges that are keeping you back. The only way to overcome your fears is to face your fears. You have to challenge yourself and do something that you don't normally do. Whether it's starting that business, whether it's moving to another state, whether it's finishing or getting your doctorate degree, whether it's having more kids, maybe it's leaving a situation that you know is not good for you. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. The only way to get over your fears is to face them. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about overcoming fear in business. And before we get into this episode, I like to read my reviews because I love when you guys leave me reviews. So I'm going to get into the first review. This review is from El Sean. She says, love the transparency. I am in the beauty industry and looking for a podcast to push me to the next level in my thinking. So excited to continue to listen. God, continue to bless this podcast to reach more individuals like me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your reviews. I love when you guys repost my podcast on your Insta stories and tag me in it. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. Keep the reviews coming. So without further ado, we're going to get into this episode on how to overcome fear in building your business. But before we get into this episode, here is a word from one of our sponsors. So I bet when you first thought about starting your business, you were very excited about it, right? I'm sure you thought about how you would get a sense of fulfillment by following your passion, and not to mention earning a lot of money at the same time because your bills don't pay themselves, right? But then somebody probably said something that made you really nervous. Maybe something they said caused you to doubt yourself and you started to become afraid of the process. Because guess what? It is a process. But the only thing that you should fear is what will happen if you don't follow through with that idea that you had. That idea that's been itching and burning in your heart and in your soul. You should be fearful of what is going to happen if you don't pursue that idea. Ray Goforth once said, "There are two types of people who will tell you that you cannot make a difference in this world. Those who are afraid to try, and those who are afraid that you will succeed." Okay, let that sink in. So let's focus on that for a minute. Let's focus on, why are you afraid? Is it that you think you're not good enough? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you are more than enough. If you are lacking skills in a particular area, you can definitely learn how to do what you need to do or hire someone with experience to do it for you. I tell you guys all the time, I didn't come from business. I didn't have a business degree. I didn't have a business background. I knew how to take a blood pressure. I knew how to start an IV. I didn't have the skill set according to what some people may say. But what I did was I educated myself. I learned how to apply myself. I learned about branding and marketing in order to do what I was called to do. And I'm also not afraid to say that I don't know how to do something. I'm not afraid to say, you know what? Let me find somebody that's an expert in the area that I'm not so I can learn from them and be better. You always want to be better each and every day, right? Every day is a learning process. There's always a way around it. But the other thing that I want to point out is your experiences and your path have brought you where you are right now. You might make the wrong decision sometimes, but that's how you're really going to learn what to do. I can tell you all day what you need to do, but you have to have your own set of experiences so the lesson sticks. Listen, you cannot be afraid to fail. Michael John Bobak said, "All progress takes place outside of your comfort zone. Without taking that risk and getting outside of your comfort zone, there is a 100% chance that you'll never know what will happen if you had started your business. If you don't do it, you will always wonder, what if?" And I know you don't want to live that way. So let's talk about some ways that you can overcome that fear. So the question is, how do we move past fear? The first thing you need to do is something very simple, and that's believing in yourself. Going back to my point earlier, you are good enough. You do deserve good things to happen to you. You are not so bad that you don't deserve peace, happiness, financial freedom, a flexible work schedule, or whatever your why is behind wanting to start a business. Speaking of your why, you need a strong enough reason to start the business. I bet you can probably write down your why in the next minute if you had to. When you have a big enough reason to do something, you're going to do it no matter who says you can't do it. When you have a strong enough why, not even you will let yourself quit. You're going to have to talk to yourself sometimes. You're going to have to remind yourself of that why you're doing it and what you're doing. And there is nothing wrong with going back in your mind and saying, "My kids deserve better," or "I have to get rid of my consumer debt." Whatever that reason is, keep it on the tip of your tongue. So when you get discouraged, because you will have those days that you get discouraged, you can encourage yourself with your why. And to be totally honest and transparent with you guys, in business, sometimes you will walk through lonely seasons and you're going to need to learn how to encourage yourself. I talk about this all the time as well. Like, you have no boss, you have nobody telling you to get up, let's go to work. You have to be the one to do that. You have to be that driven enough to get up every day and go to work even when you don't feel like working. But no matter what happens, you have to have your own back. Talk to yourself the way you would encourage your best friend who said that she was finally following her dream to open her own restaurant. You know that she's been talking about it ever since you guys were in high school. That's all that she's ever wanted to do. So you're going to encourage her, right? You're going to be happy for her and tell her that she can do it. So if you would talk to your friend that way, why you can't tell yourself the same thing? You have to believe in yourself. You are more than enough. We hear those buzzwords all the time, but they really are true. Okay, it's not cliche. It is the truth. As for the naysayers, think of Taylor Swift. She's already told us the haters gonna hate, hate, hate. So that is nothing new. If people not hating on you, that means you're not doing something right. So let them hate. Don't worry about the haters. You're gonna always have haters. You've had somebody tell you you couldn't or you shouldn't your whole life. I know I have. Trust me, I talked about it in my very first episode. It might not be the same person every time, but not everybody is gonna be in your corner cheering for you, rooting you on. So you just gotta forget about the haters because they're gonna be there. Because guess what? The haters, they're either too scared to try themselves or they think your success will make them look bad. So guess what? You can't let other people's insecurities affect how you view yourself. When you look in the mirror, you don't see their reflection, you see yours. So their comments are not a reflection on you. They're reflecting how they feel about themselves. And they're deflecting their feelings about themselves onto you. And you can't let that happen. You don't have to accept that. You don't have to be mean and nasty either. Just let them watch you follow through on what you wanted to do. If you make some missteps or even some obstacles or challenges, you don't have to be embarrassed. The story isn't over. So they haven't had the last laugh. That is just one part of one chapter in your story. And if you stick with your plan, keep encouraging yourself when no one else does. Push through the hard times. You will come out on top. You will find that there is no reason to be afraid after all. So again, I've been there. I've had haters. I've had doubters. I've had people tell me that I couldn't do it, that I wouldn't do it. And I still persevere. I still keep going despite what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. And you have to have that same mentality. You have to have that mindset. Remember, success starts in our mindset. And if you are looking to start your business, if you have an idea, but you can't figure out how to get that idea out of your head, if you have a business, but you really feel like you're stuck, you can't get from point A to point B, I am launching the Secret Sauce Academy, which is my new mentorship online digital course program. It's helping entrepreneurs just like yourself get from point A to point B, and I'm giving my proven roadmap system that I created, the Sauce Method, on how I launched and scaled my Yale Organics and what I still continue to do today. It is a proven system that works, obviously. I started my business using this system, and I break down this method, the Sauce Method, in my six-week course. A video tutorial is uploaded every week, and I also do weekly live Zoom sessions with my mentees to check in to see how you're doing with the courses and to help guide you and give you the directions you need to launch and scale your business. So the Secret Sauce Academy is actually open today, July 29th. So make sure you sign up because enrollment will not be open for long. And there is also limited seating because I want to make sure that I'm giving the best value I can possibly give to all of my mentees. So again, the Secret Sauce Academy, you can go enroll at thesecretsauceacademy.com and sign up for my newsletter at themoniquerodriguez.com. So if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you take a screenshot, upload it to your Instagram story, tag me in it. Feel free to leave me a review because I like reading my reviews. And don't forget to follow me at Exquisite Mo, at My Yale Organics, and at the Secret Sauce to Success Instagram page. Till next time, thank you so much, you guys, and I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.